This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Johnson floats it in for Aidan Flynn! They've done it!
Gregory is in the box, tries to screw it. Is it going to be there? Yes! Oh my word! It's in!
You're listening to the number one pod for Sheffield Wednesday. This is the Wednesday Till I Die podcast.
To all those that left early, I hope it sounded good on the radio because it felt absolutely amazing in the stands. Another late goal, another 3 points. Danny fucking roll. Hello and welcome to the Wednesday Till I Die podcast. I'm James Mappin. Alongside me this evening is Liam Russell and Lewis Southam. Liam, my oh my, we like leaving it late, don't we, to get these goals.
Mate, what's that? 3-5 in stoppage time.
Four, I think it's four, isn't it? 4-5 or something. It's ridiculous.
Mate, love it. We didn't get them, as we keep saying. And now we're racking them up, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Obviously, we'll talk about that in a bit. About yourself, all good, let me guess. Hungover this weekend?
Not today.
What the hell?
Yesterday, potentially.
Do you know what? I thought you'd just never get hangovers. It's like every week. Like, I mean, for me, I never go out, so I have two shandies and I can feel it.
Well, there we are. But now I've had a busy one today. I worked today, though. Gym this morning, then work. Sisters for tea.
Hey, you're looking good now. This absolutely smashing.
I know, mate. This camera angle doesn't do me any justice.
Camera on floor.
Mate, stone down after 2 months now.
Congratulations, pal.
Can tell.
Crack on, don't we?
Yeah. I've found stone he's lost.
Lewis, how are you, mate? You all right?
Fucking knackered. I've not, since Norwich on Wednesday, I've literally not stopped. I've had summer on every day, every night. But yeah, yesterday was good, wasn't it? All been good. I'm enjoying myself. I'm not miserable for that. I'm just tired.
It ended good, let's say.
I could have walked in the last 10 minutes. I'd have been up.
it weren't fantastic all the way through, let's say. Frustrating, I think, is the way to call it. Another Sunday dinner for you today, is it?
Oh, wow.
Is that this tradition?
I mean, to be honest,
back in the day,
it's on a Sunday, innit?
No, when I was younger.
That's how it got its name.
No, when I was younger, though. When I was younger, I had a Sunday dinner. My mum did a Sunday dinner every single week.
Ah, so.
Nah. It's like chippy tea or something like that. I mean,
it were last minute decisions, good at Boozer, and it wasn't best, but company were good, so, you know, we'll leave it at that. I won't name and shame.
All good. I've been doing last minute Christmas shopping for kids. Ooh.
Smith's.
No, I went to that Smith's at Crystal Peaks, which I've never been in there and got a trolley before, put it that way. But I had a trolley walking around, and you just lobbing things in and you're thinking, Christ almighty, this is racking
sounded
up
like
this.
Me then. I thought you said trolleyed. Sounds like you needed to be there.
Well, it might not have hurt as much when I got to till if I'd have been trolleyed. But yeah, you're putting, yeah, it's like millions of pounds of stuff in there. There's some of the stuff that's just unreal. It's like when I was younger, Toys R Us has died on it now. Like Smith's just kind of taken over on it from Toys R Us. But I used to love, you know, if your mum and dad said we're going to Toys R Us, I was like, I would, you know, that would most exciting part of the year, that, you know, if you go in there. Never got a light, but it just took me an hour to have a look. Let's have a look what you could have won.
Have your photo with giraffe. Come on, we're going.
Yeah. But no, it obviously didn't take kids, obviously. But yeah, that hurt. Bank balance, I think, but it's all done now, though. But I think
you've got a new credit card, haven't you? Oh, season ticket's not going on it, so you might as well get that.
I were tempted to do that, and I thought, nah, I can't. Because then when it does announce season tickets, I'll be absolutely screwed.
Boxing Day,
Smimpid, yeah, Merry Christmas, Boxing Day sale, is it?
But nah, it's all done now until she wraps it all and she goes, oh, I don't think we've got enough. So hopefully, she wraps it all on.
I'm shocked,
Christmas Eve.
I need some supervision, me, when I'm wrapping. Absolutely rubbish.
What did you wrap yourself?
Well, I messaged lads and says, my presence is shocking here, lads. I don't know what's going on. I played snooker with Gagan last week. That was a shocker as well, by the way. I lost 3-0. We'll not talk about that. Then I come back and thought, I know what will relax me, even though I'm trying not to be annoyed with myself. Wrapping some presents.
Your future. Bags.
I know, I'm going to, mate.
Put it all in a bag.
I did three, and I'm going to go and buy bags.
Honestly, mate. Like,
I'm sure I used to be good at it. Either that, I've just realised I'm crappy. And only just realised.
I can wrap a box. That's about it. If it's anything other than a box. I mean, she's bought a hula hoop for little and fuck knows I'm going to wrap that hula
mate,
hoop.
Mate, let me tell you. I might have told this story already.
Aluminium foil.
That's what.
Yeah, like a Smith fair. Mate, I'll find you this picture, right? And you might want to repost it. You might not. I bought my ex, you know, taxidermy, stag's head.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
Taxidermy, you know, it's like a stag's head.
I didn't know that's what it was called, but every day's a school day, you know.
Proper antlers and lot, and I wrapped it as it looked, and it was fucking class. I managed a picture, and now I can't wrap a fucking box.
What did she say? Oh, I wonder what this is.
A bike. Football.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Just what I don't always... know why he's telling you it's a true story.
Just what I've always wanted, that.
Well, he was what she wanted, so.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
That in white went to his own.
That's for a reason.
Liam, all I can say is I can't wait for my secret Santa.
You got room in your front room for some dead animals.
No, I'm jumping in, wrap them bottle openers.
it's just sad. Me, luckily, I don't need it today. I mean, I'm just going to read a tweet. Danny JL has put, at what point do we cancel Wembley hotels because we're going up automatic?
Did you see someone did that tweet where they put table up and went, I can see this panning out like last season. Ipswich pipping us to automatic promotion and us having to settle for playoffs.
Mate, I mean, if it did happen, that would be absolutely crazy. Do you know what? I'll just settle for one place above relegation right now.
I'm refusing to get carried away. I can't. I still don't. I don't believe it'll happen, but we'll see. I'm enjoying ride. Enjoy Wednesday night, but I'm enjoying ride.
Well, I know. Go on then, let's talk about QPR then. Starting lineup, three changes. Bernard, Valentin and Johnson came in. Out went Ihequa, Palmer and Byers. So it was Dawson in goal. Valentin, Bambo, Bernard and Femewo. Masaba, Volks, Bannon and Johnson. Patterson and Kadamatre up front. Liam, what did you think of that lineup? I mean, Bernard for Ihequa was almost pretty much nailed on, weren't it, to be honest, after he kind of was rested against Norwich?
Yeah, definitely. Happy to see him back because I think he's been good. You know, we were talking about Palmer and did he deserve a shot? He's had a couple of games and, yeah, I don't know. He's not had some good reviews, has he?
No, he's not lit it up, has he?
No.
And you know what? I think with Palmer, it's difficult, isn't it? Because last season he was so good and he kind of set the bar, I don't want to say set the bar so high because, you know, he had his doubters, didn't he? He proved them all wrong. And I think that injury that he had and the operation he had in the summer, it's just knocked him for six.
Yeah,
and then,
I mean,
and then couple that with the shit that we our shit we were doing at the start of the season, it's just probably knocked him a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah. And excuse me, it's like, and a lot of people obviously were, getting on his back a little bit or whatever. You know, oh, well, they were never going to do a championship and whatever else. So I don't know. We'll see. He'll come back in at some point, I imagine, because...
Yeah. It reminds me a bit of Hunt last season. Because up to about January, he had a bit of a stinker. But didn't he have like an illness where he was struggling to come back from it?
Didn't he have a chest...
Like some sort of chest
infection
or something, or something like that.
And then towards end of the season, you know, he was, well, obviously played a really important part, didn't he? So... Yeah, I hope he does come back from it because he has been a bit off it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Valentin came in for Palmer.
Speaking of off it,
yeah, we'll get on to it.
We're not going to have a bitter podcast today.
No, we'll be open and honest. But no, but Valentin came in for Palmer, didn't he? Really, and I thought, yeah, all right. I looked at that starting lineup, and there weren't anything that I thought was untoward. I mean, Byers got dropped. I don't think he's really lit it up either this season. He's been very much, you know, if you'd have told me he'd not played in some of these games, you know, certainly in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I'd have probably agreed with you, really. I mean, he's been substituted at half-time, hasn't he? All right, not down to him having a poor game, but more for changing the system. So you already see that he's that player that has been sacrificed. I didn't look at it and go, oh my God, like what a shit lineup, if you know what I mean. I thought he was all right. I mean, Lewis, what did you think before the game? Heading into the game, obviously we got beat 3-1 at Norwich, but we're at home. It's Jack said it were a must win game, a 6-pointer. What were your thoughts going into the game?
I'll be honest, I were dead negative. I didn't watch any at Stoke game, barring obviously goal on repeat, but by all accounts, it were a crap game and neither team played pretty well. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
Norwich, people going, oh, we matched them, blah, blah, blah. We were crap. Aside from goal, I thought we offered no foot. Change were rubbish and defending were abysmal. And I'm like, and goalkeeping, but, you know, I'm not going to get on that. Don't worry. And I were like, QPR's banging form.
Yeah.
We've probably had 2 of our worst game under Danny Rowell. All right, we got win at Stoke. I'm not knocking it, but...
Yeah, from a performance point of view.
Yeah, performance point of view, I thought, have we fell off it a bit? You know, so I weren't that confident. And a bit of a nightmare that moment. Well, not a nightmare. We had a nice family day out that morning and this and other, but I got into the ground at 5 past. I parked up, rode away from my street, so I couldn't park on it. We're in a bit of a rush. I'd been running around Chuffing Meadow Hall. So I was just bitter and twisted bit time I got in ground.
what about you, Liam? How did you feel going into it? Did you think, because for me, I were fairly confident because I thought we've been decent at home. I think that kind of siege mentality that we have with fans, I thought, yeah, they've had an upturn in form, but so have we. I know we've not played great, but I just thought that the fact that it's a 6-pointer and everything, I weren't thinking it's a nailed on win, but I thought we'd give it a good go, and we shouldn't really be fearful of QPR. They're away from home. I think they're not great away either. I just thought that, yeah, we've got every chance of taking the 3 points, and it, you know, I think 3 points meant quite a lot to both teams, really, because of where we are. I think they could have got out of relegation zone as well, but I was like, yeah, like we can do it. We're picking up points when we're not playing very well. So if it starts to click, and I thought, you know, Bernard coming in, I thought he would have come in anyway, you know, before the team came out. And I was like, yeah, that's a little bit of solidity at the back. I was fairly confident. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I was a bit on the fence shock. No, but I think we had 2 games, like you say. Stoke didn't play particularly well. Norwich, open game, whatever. But like you said, I think I was, you know, at home, get back at home, you know, try and carry on with what we've been trying to do and create some more chances, etc., etc. So yeah, I was probably more confident than not, which we'll come on to later when we reveal that I didn't put my own score prediction in my own game. So
yeah, no, nil point, no points. Yeah, I thought, like I said, I were fairly confident. In terms of the game on a whole, I mean, I got a few pelters for this, but I thought, obviously, up until, you know, 80 minutes, I don't think we were great. I mean, we didn't even have a shot. Not even a shot on target. Not, we didn't even have a shot.
Well, I think in about the first half, about which, 40. Well, when did they score?
They scored in 34th minute.
Was it even a shot on target?
No, it weren't.
There weren't a shot for it. I don't know how long it was.
Yeah, it was ages. Like they, I don't know. I just felt that performance-wise, everyone's saying, yeah, they had a low block. They came to just defend and they came to make it difficult, which they did. I get that. But we had no creativity. We didn't. I felt like we couldn't break them down. And I think we've been lacking that, I think, for all season, really. That, you know, there's that cutting edge.
In parts, yeah. I think we've had it come to us in a few games and whatever else. But yeah, mate, I think the second half was slightly better, but for the majority of it was, because I'll be honest, I was an iFollow Al yesterday. Yeah. Something popped up, so didn't end up getting to the game.
Yeah.
So I managed to watch it, here on iFollow. So obviously,
and I think going one goal, when you're behind and then you can't create something, I think naturally you think that the performance is probably worse than it actually is. Do you know what I mean? Like, because each time it's, you know, time's ticking and you're like, come on, like, let's get back,
yeah,
into
and
it.
And I was saying, obviously, Gage and whatever, just kept messaging me saying, well, you've made the right decision here, pal.
Yeah, it weren't great. Like,
obviously regretted it in the end.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, the finish, what a fantastic finish to the game. But Lewis, like, one difference I think this season, well, especially with Danny Röhl, they didn't stop, did they? They battled right to the end, you know.
Yeah, and I think, like, I know you said it wasn't great up until that. First half, we were awful. We were slow. We were.
They were going through motions, I thought. Yeah, like, yeah. Just kind of.
It was like games were catching up with them.
Yeah, and I think they've admitted that. Barry Bannon's come out, yeah, and said, like, the first half, a bit of hangover, I think, from Wednesday.
Do you not think that it seemed like a game that no one wanted to lose, rather than, yeah, someone was trying to win?
QPR didn't want to lose it, and this is, yeah, what I say. I think second half in particular, we were turning screws, but they were just doing a. It's you see it with all these teams that have been in Championship for forever and a day. They know how to grind these games out.
Yeah,
and they were doing a job on us, and we huffed and puffed. And like I said, I think work rate in end did show, because we didn't stop for it. Where I was sat there, like with my brother and Ryan and that, and I'm going, just not going to be our day today. We are not going to get out. And then,
but how many games have we had where we've been a goal down and we've got into the latter 10 minutes and you just want them just to throw, you know, a little bit more forward, just kind of try something a little bit more, and you know, because there's not long left in the game, and we never do that. Whereas now recently we've been going, like, keep going, and obviously it lifts the crowd and all stuff like that. And lo and behold, I mean, what we've scored, like I said, 4 goals now in 90 plus minutes in the last 5 games.
Yeah. I was going to say, if we had that fight earlier on in the season, all games we lost one note, like your Preston, West Brom, Ipswich.
Yeah, yeah.
All them games where...
Southampton, we lost by a goal as well, right at the end.
They do it loads, we lost by one, and the other team probably weren't at their best. And if we'd had that faith, then
another one.
What we've got now... We'd probably have got some out of him, but it is great to see that he's finally paying off. And even when we've not set up a load of chances, it's weird. When we were setting up loads of chances a few weeks ago, we couldn't score. Yeah, yeah. Now we're creating one or two and we're converting them.
Yeah, Will's tweeted saying, do you think that a contributing factor to the late goals is that fitness has improved?
Got to be.
It's got to play a part, hasn't it? I think, but I do also think the fact that just everything, the whole...
He's instilled that belief atmosphere into him, hasn't
he? Yeah, yeah, and they're playing for him. Let's be honest, them last few games under Cisco, some of them might have been playing for him, but all of them definitely were.
But Danny came in, didn't he? And you could definitely see 60 minutes, like, under what Danny Röhl were trying to get him to do. 60 minutes, and they were blowing out their arse. 60, 70 minutes. Yeah. Whereas now, you know, they're still running, and you've got, and he's bringing players on like Gassama, who can just terrorise him and run. Bailey Cadamartra, he'll run his socks off, and obviously played full 90 minutes at first time.
I was saying, it's good to see that he's got full game on, because he's the one who's going to grab you that late goal. Let's keep him on that. I don't like taking a striker off too early. So
yeah, I think he's just being, you know.
Oh, I get it.
Bringing him into game.
It's a different tempo altogether to under 23s or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And you've got to manage your time as well. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it might have been that he knew we were coming off at 60 minutes, whereas he might have told him, you know, I'm going to try and keep it on for full 90, see how you get on and see how you do and stuff. I feel like Danny Rill manages the players a lot. He looks at all the data, doesn't he, as well? He'll know. As much as they're telling him, he'll know as well that you're tired. Do you know what I mean? You're not doing the levels or whatever. He'll probably know that they're ill before they're ill. Do you know what I mean? Just by the numbers and stuff that they're putting out and everything. I mean, also, the first game this season that we managed to come from behind and win. I think Leicester was the only other game where we managed to get anything out of. So we'd only picked up a point from losing positions before yesterday. But yeah, first win from coming behind. And yeah, it's usually other teams, isn't it? Like you said at the top, other teams that scored late goals, especially when we're in League One. That first season, I think, stands out for the amount of late goals and sucker punches that we conceded. And it's always us that walks away thinking, fucking hell, we're leading that, and it's coming away with a draw, or, you know, we're drawing and we've, you know, thrown away a lead or whatever it may be. But now it's us, and I don't know, it's just, it's a great feeling, isn't it? You know, scoring last minute.
It's not better, is there?
It's just fantastic. That I said to Steve at full time, I said, this is why he comes to football.
Yeah.
This is why you endure through all them, you know, 80 whatever minutes of it being not great for just them last 10 minutes. And you know what? I'm gonna say, because you know my stance on it all, like leaving early. I know people have got the reasons. Some people are gonna come at me and say, well, I've got work and stuff like that. Fair play. That's all right, whatever.
We'll let you off.
Not hundreds of people siling out on 90 minutes. One bloke went past me on 81, and I said, I had enough, pal. He went, aye, I got a long drive. So I hope you listened to our radio, and I hope you heard them two goals. But do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, I come to get away from wife and kids. I don't know. So, I mean, extra time would be delightful.
It's easy for me to say, because, like I said, I parked up at 8 minutes to three and I got in at 5 past. Yeah. So that shows you how close I live. But I think a lot of the time when you're leaving, depending on when you do leave, you're leaving to sit in traffic. Whereas you can have 39,000 at Hillsborough, not that SAG would allow it, but you could have 39,000 at Hillsborough. 20 minutes after the game, it's clear. Just take your enjoy your day out, you know, but. I don't get people wanting to just go and sit on Penistone Road in car miserable.
But on 90 minutes, it was 1-1. And we've scored, you know, what did I say? At that point, we'd scored 3 goals in injury time in the recent couple of weeks. Yeah. It's not like we've never done it before.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like we weren't going for it either. Do you know what I mean? If you're under, gosh, you think, oh, we're never going to score here. Like, you know, I can't kind of understand it, but. There's a damn good chance at the moment. I think I had a look as well. 8 of our 16 goals this season now have come in the last 15 minutes of the game. So between 75 and 90, and obviously that includes added time and stuff like that, we've scored half of our goals. And I think 37.5% have come in the last 10 minutes as well.
So I'll put a caveat to it in defence room. So up until playoffs last year, when obviously we had Miracle and Wembley and all that, we have had 20-odd years of barely ever scoring in last minute. I could probably name you as many last-minute winners or equalisers in last 20 years as I could in last 2 weeks.
Do you think it's just habit? I think people just...
Yeah.
Clock gets to 90 and
definitely.
They're up and they're off. Like, yeah, it's just because they've always done it from day dot or something.
Yeah, that's what they do. Well, yeah, each to their own, you know. I'll celebrate it with 10,000 as opposed
well,
to...
Well, I'll still be there. And I'll be there right to the end and... clapped them off and everything like that.
People will be rewinding through these episodes going, where are you fucked off at all? We're at 4-1.
Yeah, I was going to say, when there's a goal in it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Isn't it? That's like going to watch a film and leaving before you find out who killer is. I don't get it.
But that's what you go to football for goals, don't you? I don't know. Each to their own.
Some of our fans still don't know that Bruce Willis were a ghost in Ender Sixth Sense.
Anyway, for me, I felt like the big turning point in the game was the Will Volks corner that nearly went in.
Oh, I were up like a dickhead celebrating.
Did it go in or not?
No, nowhere near. But
it were a foul anyway.
Our referee pointed. It did look like you were pointing.
And then
back
he had to like kind of point down, didn't he, and like exaggerate.
Were it not? Have they not got? I thought they got. Have they not got Orkane or whatever it is? Got Line Technology in Championship.
I think they have. Yeah, they've got on that watch, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. So surely if it did, he put. Did he? I thought he said it were a gold in there.
No, it were a foul. He's pointed that way to give a foul. And he's, but then it,
everyone's.
Yeah.
Assumed.
Okay. Right.
I
okay.
mean, they want a foul in it for me, but.
I don't know, like Bailey Cadamarshi makes no attempt to play the ball, and well, I mean their keeper, well, fuck knows what he was doing. He was fucking miles away from it.
Crap, wasn't it?
Well, he's about 100, isn't he?
Begovic.
Yeah.
Were he at Stoke?
Yeah.
He's been at another Prem.
He's been in Prem, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, he made a fantastic save from Bannon, which we'll come on to in a bit. I think he was just very wise. He'd been around the block for a long time.
Yeah, I mean,
knows what to do.
I don't know. Cadamarshi just shielded him, didn't he?
Yeah.
Over, so.
I mean, the thing is, their keeper got totally wrong side, and he thought, I just fucking chuck.
Well, you're exactly the wrong side as well.
Chuck him on ground, and I'll see what happens. I mean, yeah, I don't think the referee were great at all, to be honest. And look, I'm not even going to be biased either, because I'm going to mention a few times where I thought it should have been a foul to QPR or not a foul to us, and a little bit later on anyway. But I thought that point was. Because obviously they were a bit of, cheering, thinking it were a goal. And then after that, it was just like, I don't know, all the crowd are like, still cheering. And then I think we won the ball back. They think they tried to play it out front back and we won it back and it went out for a throw in. It was like, come on. Like, I don't know. I think that it just shows what the crowd can do. Do you know what I mean? When we get behind them and when we're, in that sort of mood. Yeah, I thought it were brilliant. Let's drill into a few things that happened then. First off, no, what really happened, did it? of note, really.
They scored.
Well, yeah, other than them scoring. And one thing I thought that happened, I thought we gave their number 10, that Ilias Chair, far too much respect. I thought we didn't want to, Paul just didn't want to tackle him.
I thought Paul were really off it yesterday. I joke saying I'd do him in a bleep test, but I don't think this cardigan used to fasten me out of struggle. I don't think I would, but he seemed. I think it was just a lack of match sharpness more than all.
Yeah.
Because he was like he were running through treacle. But yeah,
he just stood him up.
We did stand off him a lot. I mean, a few of that, I mean, we'll get onto it, sure, I'm sure, but they. I mean, I know I said Blackburn the other week moaned about everything. They just chucked his centre at ground for out. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It were really, and he in particular did it as well.
Look, don't get me wrong, I think he's probably their best player. He's decent. I picked him out on the preview show as well as one to watch. But I just felt like didn't want to tackle him because he's got quick feet and he'll just make you look daft and get past you. But in doing that, he just gave him, he just backed off him, back off. And then when you look for their goal, he does exactly that. Doesn't really stop the cross or stop the shot. He's just shadowing him, really, just where he wants to go. He's just like, all right, whatever. But yeah, I felt like we should have maybe doubled up on him a little bit. If that is the case, if he's struggling, but yeah, I thought that we could have done a little bit more there. Yeah, let's talk about that goal then. We just didn't stop the cross, did we?
Beyond that, there were. It's going straight down Dawson's neck and Bambo decides that he's best striker.
I think the player behind Bambo will get to it before Dawson, personally. So
it's a good finish, though, from Bambo, isn't it?
Well,
it's
great finish. But I do think if he doesn't get anything on it, their player will get to it before Dawson, personally.
Yeah. I've watched that camera angle
from bang
behind.
Over his shoulder. He's bang behind him.
Yeah.
So he has to try and do something, and it ended up there, and it's one of them.
Just unlucky, innit?
If their player didn't touch it, it would have gone straight to Dawson. But I do think the player, I don't know who was behind
Not
Bambo
sure,
or next
yeah.
to Bambo.
Yeah. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because he's all happens so quick, doesn't it? When you watch it back and you watch it back three or four times, you can pick spots in it, but it just happens.
Well, I thought it was that player in the middle who got it anyway.
Well, I was banging line with it and you're just like, oh, I could see it from a mile off what was going to happen. And just think, for fuck's sake, just...
I think
they've not created anything. Neither side had created anything. And I'm like, it's fucking another mistake is what I felt at the time. Just we're just creating mistake after mistake after mistake. All these goals are avoidable, I feel.
We had that let off just before, didn't we, where Dawson's fumbled it a bit. They like got cross that coming and it like hit him. And but we had a bit of a let off. And then you thought, all right, just.
By the way, that were never a foul. That would give us a foul on keeper. When Dawson's gone to punch it, missed it, it's like hit him. And then I think Bernard or someone, or Femewo, I think, has cleared it off at line. And ref's blown for a foul. And I'm like, nobody's appealed. I'm like, what?
What's he giving here?
Like, they've never been a foul in a million years. And whilst we're talking about ref, the other one, just before Pato went off injured, I mean, that in itself, he's given a foul against Pato. Pato just booted kid's foot, booted the bottom of his foot, like absolutely wellied it. And he's, you know, obviously it hurt him because he's come off came off injured.
I know we're on about ref. When did that happen? I think it was second half where their kid, they've just got in for a tackle in front of North Stand, closer to like around halfway line. And then he's gone down holding his head. And ref's not bought it. And he stayed down for ages. And we looked panicked. We're almost like, are we playing on or are we not? And we carried on, but we ended up passing it back. And then he gets up. And I'm like, for me, between me to you away from that incident,
yeah,
you can tell there's been nothing regarding his head being injured and he's gone down holding it like he's got concussion. Why is that not a booking for simulation straight away? It's as obvious as it comes. And they were doing it all game, not head up time, but
he
they
did
were,
that chair as well, didn't he? That number 10, he went down.
But that one where they were claiming I boot when we pulled out of it and they were all going off. And I'm like, this is thing with, I don't think it was worse ref we'd had. I thought it were a bit inconsistent for both teams, like you said,
but you know what
when you've got to handle teams like that.
But know what he did though? I think what a lot of referees do, when ball's kind of on the halfway line, it's easy to give a foul, isn't it? Because it's not controversial, is it? It's not like a foul on edge of box.
Yeah.
When he can give a foul there for something, you know, or like when a defender's shielding ball and they get touched and they go down, it's easy to give a foul because nothing's really going to happen. Like, you've not stopped a goal or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like they just, I don't know, do they bottle it sometimes? Just give easy decision. If goalkeeper goes down, just give a foul because it's not a controversial goal then, is it? You've said, oh, it's a foul on keeper.
Yeah, I think they do.
I mean, but there was another one as well just before Pato where they were down near corner flag and QPR players got past whoever it was. Like, it must be in Firmino. Fucking dragged him back. You see, clear as day, pulled him back. Play on. And you're thinking... So my criticism is not biased. I mean, I'm not saying like it was shit for us. I just think you just...
Well, it was even like... I spoke to Gagan this morning and he was like saying about that one on Baz.
He was fucking unbolted.
He's gone down, he's not given the foul, so he's handballed it in middle of park because he just thought he'll give a foul. One. Two, he's got up and shoved Baz. They both end up getting books. How's that not two yellows?
Yeah, for a deliberate handball.
Well, if you watched Man U Liverpool today, he got that Dallow got two yellows for dissent in the same thing.
Right.
So he's going yellow.
Then he's carried
and
on.
And then he's gone, well, I don't even think he did. Anyway, by the by, he's got booked for the same two things in one.
Yeah, one incident.
Yeah.
Why so, did that happen? Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. You just want that consistency, don't you, really?
That were worse for me, I think. That one, in front of Kop, in front of South Stand, I think it were Pato, and he's dunked kid, and linesman is 2 yards away from it. He's got best view in house. Referee, 15 yards away, overrules linesman leaving it, and gives free kick to QPR, and you're thinking, you know, are you going to let that linesman do his job? When I call them assistant referees, let him assist you.
Yeah.
He said no foul. You, through five players, have gone, no, foul that. And again, I think it's because that's an easy one, because he'll get an earful if we go and score from that, because it was a controversial incident, whereas QPR getting a free kick from their own corner flag, who's going to bat an eyelid?
Yeah, exactly. Not really else much happened, did it, on that first half? Lewis, what do you think at half time? Because I was going in thinking, they need a rocket. And I felt like Bambo should have come off because he was having an absolute shocker. Obviously, he's given away the own goal, which, a little bit unfortunate. He went down after about 5 minutes and I thought, fucking hell, deja vu, I owe for here. And he went out for about 5 minutes, weren't he? Game carried on, and it was something to his foot, weren't it? Putting strapping on his left or right foot, or whatever, I can't remember which one it were. But at that time, I thought when he got up and he started hobbling, I thought, you know what? This is a walking disaster. This he's gonna give something away here. But
yeah, at half time, I'd have Apple seen as make all five subs because I thought they were only Cadamatra that first half will come out with any credit. But they all look miles off it.
Yeah.
You know? So equal opportunities in having a go at that team, that first half. Cause, and like I say, I think more than all, they needed a rocket because they weren't quick enough.
The levels weren't there, were they?
The levels weren't there. QPR had come to do a very obvious job on us. You see, time and time again, we, like I said, team, good job we've not got two or three teams coming up who's been in Championship for ages, have we? But you do see, it's like, it is a pattern. These teams who know all dark arts, and they were like, right, don't get us noses in front, and then we'll see this out. And I weren't that confident.
Mm. Liam, did you think that we could come back from that? At half time, did you think, right, we're well in this game, you know, we've got a chance of winning it, or did you just kind of think?
Well, we were shy, weren't we? Let's be honest. I weren't very happy at half time. I was a bit like, I thought we could have changed it. They didn't do a lot, did they, either?
No.
So I was like, literally, all it needs is another couple of levels, and yeah, we can do it. So, but off what I'd seen, I wasn't too confident. But yeah, I was a bit like, yeah, I think, yeah, not too confident, let's just say.
Yeah, but we came out a totally different side, didn't we?
Really? Oh yeah, we were better.
Obviously, we made a change, and it weren't even light for light. Where Bambo came off and Gassama came on, and he switched it around a little bit. I think obviously Johnson slotted back into left back. Firmino then went left centre half to partner Bernard, and then Gassama obviously came in that midfield. And did he go to a 4-3-3, I think? And then Masaba went up with Gassama alongside Cadamatri as well. I think Pato then kind of slotted into midfield, didn't he, rather than being like, you know, being up front. And we just looked a totally different side, didn't we, really? Like, there's a lot.
I was quite surprised, to be honest, at the start, the way that we did line up, to be honest. Mm. I know he's been doing it second half, hasn't he?
Yeah. I don't think Danny Real kind of fully knows what he's best kind of formation and lineup and thing is. I think he's still kind of tinkering a little bit. I think he's a tinkerer anyway. I don't think he's got, you know, 4-4-2 and I'm going to play 4-4-2 every single week. I think he's one of them, you know, he looks at the opposition.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Kind
yeah.
of adjusts accordingly, doesn't he, really? But yeah.
But I think the five at the back from the start did kind of scream to me, we don't want to lose it, rather than.
Yeah, and it, like I say, they've gone to it second half before, and like I say, I'm happy with, if he's going to change it up a bit, I've not got many qualms.
Yeah,
like, sometimes it'll work, sometimes
yeah,
like
yeah,
Norwich.
Yeah. And if you've not been playing well, I know Norwich was a different game, you know,
they're not the ones.
Well, obviously it'd be great to win them, but they're not ones we expect to win, are they?
They're not defining moments.
And even who else, who was it that he did it against? Was it Blackburn?
Yeah.
And obviously we conceded first, didn't we? And then...
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, you know, like you say, sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't, but I was surprised that we started with that formation as such. But
yeah, I mean, I've already mentioned that Volk's corner, so we'll not mention that again, but Bannon had a shot, which again, I suppose I've already mentioned that one. Not gonna lie, I think it were a short corner or a throw in or something like that. Volk's picks it up just on the far side. Fantastic pass to Bannon. Nobody's picked him up, and you're thinking, I could see it all playing out in front of me, thinking,
goal.
Yeah, he's going to hit this. You know, he's not. Has he scored this season? He scored one, hasn't he? Scored one against Cardiff. Yeah, I'm thinking, this is his range. This is his goals that he scores. You know, defenders, you know, rushing out onto him, and he's hit it. And I'm thinking, that's fucking in that. And then keeper's pulled off an absolute worldie of a save. You know. Outstretched right hand, and I'm thinking, oh.
I think if that ball bounces a foot for foot before it does, it goes out keeper or bounces out keeper's
hand. Yeah, it's difficult. He's got to, yeah, because he kind of like slides.
He's got
keeper,
it just on floor, and he's done well, to be fair. I know, yeah, like, shit earlier. But.
Yeah, he like slides. He slides rather than even having to like jump in air to save it, doesn't he? But yeah, it's a fantastic save. And at that point, obviously, we'd already had the Volks corner, then we'd had that one, and thinking, oh, it's building. Sometimes when that happens, I'm thinking, on one hand I'm like, it's coming, on the other hand I'm thinking, but is it not going to be our day? You know what I mean? Are we just not going to get that goal? But then yeah, 86 minutes, up steps Bailey Cadamatra. I'm gonna ask you this question then.
I know my answer.
Has he scuffed it or has he meant it? Go on, Liam.
Well, he's meant it because he's shooting at goal.
All right. Has it gone in the area of the goal that he was intending, or is it?
I think he scuffed it a little bit, hasn't he?
What'd you?
He had a muller corner. He spooned it that much. Didn't care. And to be fair, there were two or three of them, weren't they? Swung a leg at it.
Yeah.
And in that range, I'm speaking like I'm some great goal scorer. But in that range, you just need to get summit on it. And that's
fucking
it.
Shevchenko over
to
here.
To be fair, though, he let it go across him, didn't he? And
yeah.
As much as he might have scuffed it, it's still a good
finish. It is a good finish. Can't take that away from him.
When I've seen it live with my eyes, I thought he spooned it a bit. Having watched it back two or three times this morning, like, I don't know. I think he looks like he's directed it into that corner. I don't know. He's not fresh aired it. Do you know what I mean? He's not swung a foot it and just got a little bit on it to put it in that corner. It's kind of like poked it on it.
I'll side with Cads. I get accusations of spozzy goals when I'm playing five aside. You know, he's meant that all the way, aren't you, Bailey? I mean, come on.
But I mean, if you look at it again, it's very akin to his first goal he got against Blackburn in that. He's come onto it straight away, first time, and he's met it with conviction. He's hit it
absolutely. That.
And if you have a touch, defenders can set themselves and get something on it. When you hit it with first time, bang! You know, keepers not expecting it, and you know, if you do take a touch and keepers start trying to second guess you and stuff like that. Whereas it's given him no time whatsoever. And I think all his goals, well, all three, obviously a header were one touch. He's had his first one with one touch from like 4 or 5 yards, and then this one obviously a little bit further out. But you know, I didn't, because there were 4 or 5 people that
didn't
were
know.
No, I didn't. And when I saw him, you know, peeling away and celebrating in front of North, I was like, get him, Bailey, like, just made up for him. Like, every time he scores, I'm just like, yes, because we were crying out for it, weren't we? Crying out for him to play. We weren't scoring goals. Nobody were really hitting any form. I know Michael Smith's got 3 goals, but he's been in and out, obviously injuries and stuff. Windass hasn't really been doing it. He hasn't been hitting back at net. And then we were like, come on, he's been banging him in for fun in under 21s. Just give him a go. He's got the most confidence out of anyone. He's seen that ball hit back at net so many times this season. Let's just give him a go. And I mean, look, fair play, like, because 3 goals in 4 games. He's absolutely on fire, isn't he, Lewis?
Oh, yeah, and it's very on Wednesday. That's not a chance here, anything like that. And last 25 years, how many youth players have we brought through? And not just youth players we've brought through, but a few decent defenders, maybe. Goal scorers just hadn't happened, has it? Full stop. And you're like, bloody hell, we've actually produced a class player who's been here for a long time. And he's making it look easier. And let's face it, a struggling side. I mean, I know we're on a bit of form at minute, but we're up bottom at league. And he's come in like he's been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. It's just great to see for me. Like, get that one of your own chant. I mean, we do need a song for Cadamarca, don't we, really? We've tried to shoehorn the into the Hooper song, haven't we? Cadamarca.
There were a bit going off around us yesterday, but it was that memorable. I forgot it.
There were a couple of songs that were going off. And
put a second verse in Danny Rolls. We're going to have a party with Billy Cadamarca.
Danny Rolls. Well, we'll see.
At Norwich, I was coming out with some good Christmas songs. And sticking Danny Rolls' name in it and all sorts, but won't get going. I've got we went in this like bowling alley place. It was like Lane 7. We could have gone in spoons for cheap, but we thought, why not pay £8 a pint? And I got some antlers.
Hey, steady on that. Jim will be after you in a minute.
Jim, you can have a look at my bank account, mate, if you want to laugh. I had antlers on and I wore them into the ground and then I chucked them to this steward and she put them on. And then she took them off and we're all just booing her. Actually, I've got to say now or she'll kick me head in. Thank you to Sarah for getting us a lift back after Norwich, because God knows what pickle we'd have been in we had. But yeah, cheers, Sarah.
Nice one. Obviously, Cadamarca scored after 86 minutes. And then, do you know what? At that point, I thought, we can do it here. Like, you know, the crowd would, you know, yeah, amazing, that the noise and everything like that after that goal, and you could just see that QPR was shit in the pants. I mean, QPR did have another chance after we scored, which I think nearly went out for a throw-in, let alone...
We had two, one that were pretty routine for Dawson, and then one what they have proper, like you said, stuck it out, and you think, come on, lads, you've had your chances. If I were a QPR fan yesterday, I'd have been fuming.
Yeah.
Been in that... Not, I won't say controller it, but you've got your nose in front, and then they've equalised, all crowd on them, and you had chance to kill it.
Do you know what?
Yeah, but they got what they deserved.
They did get what they deserved. They were literally said about, like, dickheads
chucking themselves about, fouling, kicking it. So they were chucking themselves about, but then they were making fouls in middle, like that kid who were on the floor and he dragged someone's shorts off pretty much.
Yeah,
there were a few cynical fouls, and then they were rolling around on other hands, so fuck them, they deserved
it. You're funny, like, though, because every time they got a yellow card, they subbed him off.
Did you notice that? Because my nephew was there, Ollie, and he's going, I'm sure they have more yellows than that. They have, yeah, they keep rolling off. Have you seen that video from QPR and Jewel like this? Is this lad in a way?
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
And he's going, oh, he sounds like James Corden. He's going off, right?
Do you know what, right? I put this in group, didn't I? What is the fascination for videos from the fans of the goal? Like, because... There's cameras at these matches, you know. Like, there's more than one generally as well, that like video the game and the goals in full HD. But for some reason, we just absolutely love videos from crowd.
I mean, obviously from, if it's someone doing content and whatever else, fair enough, I understand it. But yeah.
I think it's proper experience me, because it does annoy me a bit. You know, we're on Sky on a Friday night and we've took a decent following, and we score at other end, and it's like they're good at bench, they're good at players, they'll never go to fans with limbs and all going mad. And I think, well, that's what it's about for me.
Yeah.
It might have just been because I go a lot. So I like that footage.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I just find it mad.
Yeah, I do find it mad.
Everyone just buzzes off it. Like, I got the goal. It's like...
I find it mad, like, say when we were at Hull.
I like, do you know what? It's mad. I do like, especially from other end, you can see our fans going off.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, there's a bit of me like, just watch the game in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it. But let's say when we were at Hull, if I'd had a video out and I'm recording you when they put fourth in,
well, yeah,
that footage is never seen light of day. I'm never going on going, you know what? Liam's right fucked off in this video. I'm going to stick that on YouTube tonight.
Do you know what? Steve, who lives next door, they do TikToks and what have you. So he actually got the last goal. And what made me laugh were some of the people, he sits on the south stand, and what makes me laugh is some of the people in front. There's one bloke. So we've scored in 94th minute to win 2-1. I mean, he can't be a Wednesday fan. He's not even fucking clapping. I'm like, how we're going apoplectic, how we're going mental, mate. How we're like hugging people, like fucking get it. Like going mental when that goal went in. And he's like just going, just looking around. Even if I went to fucking Accrington against, I don't know, Sutton or whatever. No, I'm going to...
Pull that out.
Sounds like a great game.
But if I went to that game and there were a goal in 90th minute, fantastic.
You'd get a clap at least.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I would jump out of my seat. I mean, I'd get involved with it. And anyway, it sits on south, so I'll say no more on that one. Masaba's goal then. I just Barry Bannon just fantastic, doesn't it? He puts the corner in. They don't clear it. It goes straight back to him. My question is, whoever's standing up Barry Bannon, does he not know who Barry Bannon is? Has he not seen him before? Because
do you know Barry who I am?
What you saying? Barry Bannon has only got a left foot. And I think he'll admit that himself. All you need to do...
He's got other one, he just doesn't use it.
Well, other ones are standing on, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, but if all that kid needs to do is just show him onto his right side, show him to byline, and he probably will try and cut onto his left, but you know, he'll try and put him in his right foot, whatever. But he just kind of... I mean, fair play to Bannon. He gets off.
Yeah, he does, fake as if he's...
I mean, I'm saying it as if I could, you know, if Barry Bannon were in front of me, I could...
I get what you're saying, but it's exactly the same for our goal. He just stood him up and didn't... He just... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like, knowing who Barry Bannon is, like, he made it easy for him to... Look, I'm saying...
He mugged him off, though, didn't he? Because he did fake the other way, Bannon.
Yeah,
he didn't just, like...
Yeah, he didn't just run that way. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, but...
I get what you're saying, though, because it's literally... I was saying, Phil, who was with me, we were watching the goals on... highlight show later on, and he said the exact same thing to me. He was like, everyone knows Bannon's got only that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, like I say, he does fantastic. And the ball in as well. And what an assist by Fletcher, by the way. He knew exactly what he were doing, didn't he? I'll just play it off at post, straight into Masaba's path.
I'll be honest, that, for me, not having a go at Fletcher, that keeper, he glitches. He's posted, he's like...
He didn't know what to do, did he?
Just stops, doesn't he?
Yeah. Do you know what? Fletcher can't buy a goal, can he? He cannot buy a goal. Like, you know, he's had that chance against Bristol City, hasn't he? Where he's like 6 yards out, and you know, and keeper makes a worldy save. He's had a header that's hit post. Like, for all the stick we give him, like, he could have had 2 or 3 goals, couldn't he? Like, with chances that he's had. Mm. But I mean, it's a good header. Like,
it was funny, though, because I think I sat a bit closer to... You, yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I moved seats because I had a lot of family come, and so more in line with it than normally would be. And I just saw it going back across, and I'm like, we're gonna miss this. You know, you just like you can see 2 or 3 lined up, yeah. And I can see this threading in between them, and I don't know what part of Masaba it hit, but I'm bloody glad it did.
Yeah,
just right place, right time, weren't it? Really,
100%. And it's just that going right to the end. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, mate. We were saying earlier, you can't beat it. Like, we're battling till the end in every game. Obviously, it's hard in three. We're already 3-1 down or whatever the other day. But the ones where it's close, like Stoke, whatever, you can't ask for anything more. Like,
yeah,
it's brilliant to see.
I went absolutely mental when it went in. I were just like, just... I think when stuff like that happens, I just lose all my bodily...
Well, I was sat...
Not sitting near you.
Fucking piss me setting.
He's that bloke that's always farting at games.
I didn't mean that.
I know what you mean.
I just lose control. I just go mental. Yeah, like, you live for that sort of stuff. And
it were great to know, because like I said, Ryan come and his kids and me nephew and that. And this season they've had worse record. Every game they've gone to, we've not only like lost, we've lost, got hammered. We went to Sunderland game, they went to Millwall game, I think. I've not even seen a score a goal. So to see 2 in injury time, I'm like, right, these are lucky seats now. If you're coming again, this is where we need to go. Yeah. Row 44 or whatever it was.
How quick did Masaba take his shirt off, by the way?
Straight off.
Fucking hell. That went in. Woof. That's straight off. I'm like thinking, is that a streaker that's run up?
Not as quick as I took mine off.
Fucking swinging it around. Fucking go on, son. But you could have seen, like, when you see the videos at bench as well, alt bench came up, you know, Danny Rills, he ran onto the pitch, benches all run out, you know, very reminiscent of, you know, Peterborough and everything. You can just see that everyone's just so together, like, as a complete unit. I mean, we're going to talk about that on Extra Time a bit later on, but just, like, everyone's in it together, aren't they? Like, I can see that. Everyone's all on the same path, on the same trajectory. And
I know I said it not last week, I went here, but I said it a few weeks ago. I'm like, at minute, it's one of them that they are an honest bunch of players. And yeah, we all have a go and have a moan and this, that, and other. Probably me more so than your lot at certain times. But I think now it's like, well, you know what? We'll have shit games, we'll have good games. just got to back them. Yeah. Just stick with them, back up, because they're gonna fight for us. It's not like it has been in seasons gone by when we've, like as last relegation season, we had a lot of people just picking up a wage. Yeah. I think they're all in it. Them lads on pitch, regardless of bollocks, what's going on upstairs or not, or what's happening around it. That team and that management team in particular have managed to capture something, and it's probably the main positive thing what's happening at this club.
Yeah. Before we talk about the three-word match review, just a quick look on the league table. 6 points off safety now. I mean, 18th downwards.
Mate, it was massive, wasn't it? That winner. Like, really?
Yeah, when you look at it. I mean, all the teams from 18th downwards didn't win except us. Stoke at the time, and this Stoke had not played, but they drew today as well. Obviously, Plymouth were down there, but obviously they picked up a win against Rotherham very late got on.
An equaliser at 97th, weren't it? Yeah,
penalty as well. Probably saved Aaron Moore's job, if I'm being perfectly honest. But yeah, so it's now just 6 points from us and said Huddersfield. Millwall are also on 22. Stoke picked up a draw today, so they're on 23 points. Rotherham are still 3 points behind us on 13, and QPR are just 4 points ahead of us. So, yeah, we've got Cardiff on Saturday. We can't leapfrog anyone or anything like that. But I think that it's just kind of one step at a time, isn't it, you know?
They all just feel massive at the minute, and it is a proper, you win and playoffs here we come, you lose and we down. It's done.
And I think, like we're saying, after the last three performances in terms of just everything on the pitch, we really needed that, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The thing is, other teams aren't, you know, Stoke have not won in, I think that's now 7 games after this draw. It might be 6. Millwall, they've not won, or certainly not last 5 that I can see here. I don't know if that run extends any further either. Swansea, they've only won 1 game in the last 5. Teams aren't winning, you know. Us and QPR, we've won 3 of his last 5. Both of us, I think we're on the same points. 3 wins, 1 draw and a defeat. So, like, us and them are the form team. And I think you always find that as well. In a season, there's always a team at the bottom that goes on a bit of a run and propels themselves out of it. But there's also a team that just drops like a stone. Mm. Do you know what I mean? A team that's, I think it were QPR last season. I think they were top after about 10 games. And then next minute, they've just finished above relegation zone come the end of the season. So there's always a team like that you've got to kind of look out for. Right, let's read these three-word match reviews out then. So let me just bring those up. We've had quite a few. Dino said, on our way. Rob says, das ist wunderbar. I'm not sure about that pronunciation, but anyway. Chilts, extra time specialists. Luke, stoppage time winners. Nick, one from behind. Jonathan Harris, keep on rolling. NZ Owl, yes, Achtung baby. Neil Dunn, he's put injury time special. Steve Turner, roll masterminds turnaround. Lewis Jordan, the roll revolution continues.
Have you got some roll revolution t-shirts, James, available?
Yeah, we have. WTIDpod.myshopify.com, or you can just go in the link in the description and you can find where to get those, mate. Yeah, cheers for that little segue.
You know me.
S9 Owl says, Danny fucking roll. Kevin Murphy says, like watching Bayern. I think you need to go to spec service, Kevin, but I get the sentiments. a lot of keep on rolling. Adam Dallimore, we love drama. Oh, yeah, definitely. Sarah Richards, heart attack incoming. I'll read one more. Chris Hannon says, never give up. Yeah, definitely. And I think that is kind of a mantra in it at the moment. Like, just don't give up. Keep going. You never know. All it takes is one chance, innit? Do you know what I mean? Right, let's talk about some of these players then. Paul Valentin.
Earlier on in the season, I quite liked him. He's not started for a bit, has he? If I remember correct. I'll give him benefit of doubt and say get him up to match sharpness, but he looked off it yesterday.
Do you know what? I think I said in that half time, like, he weren't great defending, but then I think you can kind of accept that if he's fantastic going forward, but it was just neither yesterday. It didn't really light it up. I think, do you know what? I would give QPR credit because for as much as we said we were poor, I think they obviously had a low block and they did really well to kind of stop us from doing much. But, you know, end of the day, I think Paul Valentin, would I start him next game? I don't know. You've probably got to give him a little bit of benefit of doubt, aren't you, really? Yeah. But ultimately, you know, I don't think he had a great game. What did you think to Paul?
Yeah, not the best, was it?
And he had a tough job because he had that Ilias chair that he was marking, weren't he?
That is so true, yeah. You know, I think, like Lewis said earlier, I think match sharpness, match fitness, whatever it is, might be missing. So he'll probably get another run out, see what, you know, because like we said, Palmer's not lit up or...
Yeah.
So it's probably worth another run out and see what he's like.
Yeah. What about Masaba? I kind of always put these both together, Masaba and Gassama, because I feel like they're both the same player, really. For me, I can see the potential in him is massive. He's still not quite there, is it? I think Masaba, no. Especially...
There's a few of them final balls, isn't there?
Keeps hold at ball, just... But that a touch too much long.
He does, and sometimes his final ball's not there. But if, like, I think we've said it before, if it were there, he wouldn't be playing for Sheffield Wednesday Championship. He's got everything you love to see. He loves carrying ball. He loves running at him.
Yeah,
and I love to see, and I've got all time at Wilford, like, because you had them early on. Oh, don't get him. He's a young kid. And he's been driving force behind just about everything positive we've done.
He's got three for the season, yeah. But, you know, but for me, I suppose what he does do, and what they both do, they pick the ball up and they can carry it. They can pick it up on the halfway line and they can advance you 20 yards or whatever down the pitch.
Yeah. And where Gassama crossed it for first goal and all.
It was, yeah. And if you see that way, he picks it up back to goal and he turns quick.
And he got the corner.
Yeah. That goal at Stoke... That was really not much of a chance. I mean, Smith's nodded it down, and I think, and he's just turned him and his pace, and he's willing to drive.
Well, that was Gassama again that slipped him in.
Yeah, and you won't get that from, I don't think, anyone else in this team. Anyone I've seen for a good few years at Wednesday.
Yeah, we've got that kind of, we've been crying out for that pace, and obviously now we've got two players that can really
and they show it. And they're showing good stuff.
I think they're both improving as well.
Yeah, 100%.
They're both having more of the ball. They are starting to do more with it. Like I said, like you said, you're right. If they were doing everything right, they wouldn't be playing for us. But I feel like with Danny Rearl, he's giving them the opportunity. It's all right. They're not both starting all the time. I think Masaba's obviously got more of a foot in the door than what Gassama has. Well, I think, but he's older. He's like 3 or 4 years older than him.
I thought it was funny with Gassama as well, because I think you might have mentioned it on our chat, like midweek against Norwich when he just chucked Team Senua. Yeah. An hour there, like, get up. And you think, that's young, daft thing. That's probably a bad habit. I thought yesterday he just seemed a lot more composed. And I don't know if someone's had a word in his ear, but he just looks like a bit more a complete player. I know he weren't on for all time in world, but I just thought he really stood up to that game and stood up to challenge really well. And it's what we needed for that type of game.
Yeah, I'm more than impressed with them both. I can see the signs, and you know, all they need to do is just kind of work on that. And I'm sure Danny will see that, and he'll be, and you know, Chris Powell as well. The coaching staff we've got will identify that and work on those little, you know, those few things. And if they can, Christ, like, we could have some real talent on his hands. Do you know what I mean? We just need to tie him down for some long contracts. The other one, we've already spoke about Bambo. Barry Bannon, I just want to talk about him because I think, Liam, like we have said a few times, that I don't think his performances have been fantastic over recent weeks. You know, a lot of misplaced passes going out, just not even misplaced passes, just passing it out into touch, like needlessly and stuff like that. And you know, we always say that he sets the bar so high that we expect so much of him, but I think he showed yesterday what he can actually do. Obviously, with that, he doesn't go down as assist, does it? Because Fletcher's headed it, but yeah, he's, you know, put the ball across there. He's had a shot that's been saved, and also when you look at the numbers for the touches and key passes, he's back up there at the top again.
Yeah, exactly that, and it's like games like yesterday that actually make you think. And the thing is, like we've said before, you can assess a player on a particular performance. And, you know, some people might not see that and you might get grilled for it because, you know, a lot of the time we are just talking about that performance or the last couple. But yesterday kind of epitomised why we need to not take advantage sometimes and just...
Yeah, I mean, the pass that he played for Palmer, I mean, Palmer's about a week offside.
I was going to say that. I forgot about that one, but yeah, that was a...
What a pass,
yeah.
That little reverse pass, the vision and everything. And I think that him and Palmer do have that connection. Just like what Bannon and Windass has. I think we missed that. They're on the same wavelength all the time. And I think him and Palmer are very similar. I mean, they played with each other for, well, ever since... Bannon's been here. Palmer's been here as well, so they know each other really well. And yeah, that, you know, it's a shame that the pass was probably a little bit too late, or either Palmer's gone a little bit too early. Obviously found himself offside. I mean, quite glad really, because he didn't really do anything with it when he got through. But that was just the vision and everything. And then the other thing as well, I think, you know, I hope his little lad's all right, because I know he was in hospital, weren't he? And he'd raced down to, I think he was in Sheffield, but he'd raced down to Nottingham late on, like, to see Wilf in hospital, and then back and then put that performance in, which there's a lot of things, I think Joe pointed this out, there's a lot of things in football that as fans you don't really know about, like personal things that, you know, if you knew, you'd possibly change your outlook on people.
And as a side note to that as well, I'm not sure if you saw what happened with Tango.
Because
I'll be honest, I were really ignorant. I'd heard, obviously, it's sad news, but I didn't know they were having an applause. And then I saw Tango because I were a bit closer to Cop, and he looked med up and he got his shirt off and everyone were cheering him and clapping him. And then see players going over at end. That is just such a human touch.
Yeah.
And it
Dawson were, and Palmer both.
I think someone else went after as well, I think. But it got me choked up a bit.
Yeah,
watching it, because I can't imagine what he's gone through.
They didn't need to do it, did they?
They didn't need to, and I can't imagine what he's gone through, bless him. And I think something like that, after such a tragedy, will have, you know, it not made his day up, but it beautiful to see. It really were nice.
And I thought it was great when old Cop was singing his name as well. Like,
and,
it was just
and on North on that stand side as well, and then I think T1 started a bit further on.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful to see, and like you say, you do sometimes dehumanise players. You do.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty on it because you're watching a thing and you say a load of... And Bannon yesterday, first off, thought everyone were crap. But where I was sat, there were these three lads at back, dickheads, I think you call them, and just, he's fucking crappy. He fucking shut. Get out, Bannon. And then 2 minutes later, they'd start a crap chant and then moan that no one was supporting the team. Like, well, when you're hanging him out to dry.
Yeah.
And then he goes and does that. You saw Stoke forums in week where they were saying, yeah, it were a crap game, but we ain't got anyone that can control a game like that. We take him so far for granted, it's untrue.
We do.
And he'll have off games, he's a human, but he's still, last 20 years, someone put it on Twitter earlier, I think, last 20 years, far and away, best player to put on a Wednesday shirt. This century, you know. And there's no even debate about it. And when he can turn it on still at his age, and it might be, you know, having to use more sparingly from time to time, but he can still turn it on, he's won us that game yesterday.
Yeah, 100%.
And if any fan can look at us last 10 years and point to him as a problem, then football's not for you. Fuck off.
Yeah, I...
There we go.
And on that bombshell,
that one, sorry.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so I'm digging him out next week.
Fuck you, Wang. Right,
love you, Barry.
let's move on to Cardiff then on Saturday. Cardiff, they've only won 2 in the last 7, lost the other 5. Failed to score in the last 2 games as well. Actually, I think they've failed to score in all their defeats. 3-0 defeat last time out against Hull, 1-0 defeat midweek against Birmingham. I mean, the last 5 form, as I'm in 21st, we're 7th for comparison in that. And I think in last 3, I think we're 3rd behind Leicester and Ipswich, which again just shows.
What a fuck. Can you imagine if Danny had come in summer? What could have been?
Well, it'd be mad though, because. Well, we wouldn't have had some of these players for starters.
It'd be near enough completely different squad.
It would be totally different, wouldn't it? I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. Their manager, have no idea who he is. Errol Bulut, Turkish. Fuck knows. Can't get else other than that, really. I will do some more research before preview show, but we'll be speaking to a Cardiff fan, so I'll just ask him really who he is. But yeah, I suppose they could say exactly the same battles, couldn't they, to be honest?
Yeah, everyone knows Danny now.
Well, yeah. Well, they should. They need to anyway. We've got a chance to keep this form rolling on. It's another home game again, which I seem to like these home games now. I think the whole, I mean, when we start chanting the, you know, Daddy Cool song at the end, like, I don't know, I just can't stop smiling when they do it. You know what I mean? And that atmosphere at the home games.
Home games do feel a bit special at the minute. And that might sound over the top to say, but like last season, as great as it were, and how many we won and all that, it were a bit just a matter of course that we were going to win. There was some, like, when I remember,
the expectation were through the roof.
I remember, I can't even remember who we played. We had this one midweek game, and I think me, you, and everyone, we'd done about 20 games in about 2 weeks, and I was like, just score it first 10, and I'll you know, like, you got to be. There were no really riding on it as such because you knew we were going to win that home game.
I mean, Morecambe, we scored.
Possibly,
after that.
Yeah.
I think we won 4-0 and it were like, hey.
You know what I mean? Like, whereas now, you know, we're going to have a bit of fight about us. We're going to be in for a bit of a battle. We're not going to have it all our own way.
Yeah.
But we're going to play exciting looking football. And you know what? At minute, we're turning it into a... Well, I'm not going to say fortress. I'm not going to say we're turning it into a fortress. But yeah, there's that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone says, don't they? Win your home games, draw your away games, you'll not be far off. And I feel like that at the moment. Like, the home games that we've had, obviously I've not been to...
Isn't it amazing? And all that team can find all that fight and that when they're so unsettled by the protests.
Well,
some people need to get a grip having a go at them, like, oh, you're unsettled, piss off. The intelligent adults who know the difference between having a go at that village idiot upstairs and fully supporting them lads. And I don't think anything's more evident than yesterday when all players have come out and said how much that those fans got behind them and pushed them out line.
Yeah,
there we go. You can separate the two unless you're fucking thick.
And again, that's odds.
Soz. That's odds. It did annoy me a bit. I mean, obviously, I weren't at protest yesterday because I had family commitments. No, just briefly touch on it. Well, some vile stuff what's come out of them slinging mud at them. Have a day off, lads. Just, you know.
People are allowed to have.
You're allowed to have an opinion. Yeah. You can have a different opinion. Physically threatening people. Like we got earlier in the season. You know, for it. It's disgusting. Grow up. If you're happy to keep going along with that, fine, it's your opinion, but you ain't got to threaten people. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. It shouldn't happen at any point. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we, you know, especially in the Discord group, we were talking about this last night, like, not everyone agrees with everyone. No. Everyone's I don't just mean about the protests. Well, yeah, about I just mean anything, about anything. What I do like about it is that everyone's respectful of each other's opinion. Like, be respectful of what someone thinks. Well, like, you might think it's a load of bollocks, which, you know, you might think I talk a load of bollocks. I probably do. But that's what their opinion is. And then, you know, just put your counter argument across and just say, oh, we'll agree to disagree. But like, at least listen to what someone else got to say.
We disagree on here. How many times have I texted you saying I'm going to put a brick through your head? Couldn't happen, does it? You know what? I'm not an absolute moron.
Yeah. But,
anyway, sorry on that little sidebar.
Nah, it's all right. It's all good. Let's do a prediction then, and I'm gonna read some of these because I never get a chance to read some of these tweets. I know some of the questions that we get put in, so there's probably an opportunity to read a few of them out. But go on then. Score prediction. What did I have for the other day? Did you write it down?
For this one, just gone.
3-0 then, I think. 3-0 Katamatra.
Yeah, you got 2 points.
3-0 Katamatra, I had. What did you have, Liam?
Match abandoned.
Milpois.
Be like me on Super 6. Forgot to do it.
And I was genuinely, you know what? And everyone's going to say they don't believe me. I was genuinely going to have 2-1 Katamatra first.
Don't believe
it. It would have been a 10 point. I know.
Well, you wouldn't have won.
I wouldn't have got a 10 pointer because he didn't score first.
No,
but
he didn't.
I'd at least got five because I've only got 10 points.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
You were a bit sweet for you, weren't it, really?
Well, it weren't. It weren't. Yeah. I got my points midweek, didn't I? And I said we'd lose. I don't give a fuck. I'll throw this
league. You went 1-1, didn't you?
I went 1-1. I was gutted. So I'll happily throw this league away if we stay up.
No one got a correct bang on, but you and Gagan got 2 points.
Positive owls over
me
here.
Me and you got nil. One of them was user error.
At Cardiff then on Saturday.
Says I need to give up when I've had same points for just not bothering.
Cardiff on Saturday, I'm going to back another win. We've got to do it again. We're going to keep a clean sheet. It's going to be 2-0 on Saturday. I don't think Cads is going to score. I hope he does, but I'm going to say
I've just put 200-0.
Okay, I said positive owls, not fucking
deluded.
I'm going to go for, let's go for a Barry Bannon goal. We've just been bigging him up. He's going to get a goal on Saturday. Go on, Lewis, what are you going to go for?
1-1. And I'm going to say Cads.
Cadamatra.
And I've gone 2-0 Cads. I've already written it down.
So it's another 2-0er. Fair enough.
And Jack's not here, so his entry's void.
Don't tell him that.
I'll get some of them points back.
Don't tell him that. Right. I'm going to read a few of these questions out. So thanks everyone that's got involved at WTID Pod. If you do want to get involved, just a note as well. If you do want, we're going to be recording extra time after this. So if you do want to listen to us talk about Danny Rule, the Danny Rule effect, and the backroom staff and all stuff like that, and get another extra half an hour, maybe 40 minutes or so, then just do head over to patreon.com/WTIDpod and you can sign up there. It's a 7-day free trial, so there's no excuse not to give it a go this week. And also, there'll be links for merchandise, such as this t-shirt that I am sporting. If you are watching us on YouTube, see that.
I'm merched up. I've just got
But you can't buy them ones, though, because they're
special for special people like us, aren't they?
They're staff issues.
We've got staff on, mate.
this isn't merch. This is just because I like playing with my bells every night. Go on, Liam. Have a go if you want.
Yeah, those ones you're wearing are limited edition.
Limited edition.
Yeah, in many different colorways. But yeah, right. Let's read some of these out then. First one, Al Maplo. Oh, it's a cracker. This one. We ask all the best questions here. Should I get the missus an air fryer for Christmas?
I already responded to him on that. Yes, absolutely. It'll change your life. My oven sits there dormant now. It matters. It's basically there is a glorified light in kitchen. Because
do you put it on for eating?
It's cheaper than boiler, to be fair. But yeah, get your center. Get two. Got it.
Fucking treat yourself. Get one of them with double drawers. Oof.
Double. Nah. Get one that does rotis setting and all.
Well, here we go.
Fucking hell.
New air podcast coming out. Till I die podcast.
Hey, I've got one. I've got a ninja, me.
Posh.
Posh.
They're about 200 quid, though, aren't they?
Ninja. Two.
They sit there in an ink corner. Two.
Do you know what? You've lasted about, an hour and 15 minutes without one of your shit dad jokes. Sorry. There is going to be at least one.
Any road, yes. Get on to a proper question.
No, we want to listen. We want to talk about it. Ninja. Everyone wants to know about this ninja. Oh, two draws. Oof. Nah, then. Very good. Two. You can get two full chickens in each one.
Sliced taters, bit of paprika.
Oh, nah, then.
Only what?
Salivating. Just 20, about
20
it.
Seconds and all in air fryer.
What do you nuke him? Anyway.
Freaking it.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Let's read another one out. Samuel said, momentum and recruitment prioritization. A dip of form is inevitable under Rule. How does he maximize this good run? Feels like we need to strengthen every position, but what's key? Striker is the obvious one, but such a competitive market. In my opinion, desperate for a centre-back, a right-back, and a centre mid. Do you notice on this? I said this yesterday as well. I think there's probably only three or four players out of that squad that if in January they all just left and we brought all new in, I wouldn't be that bothered. Now, that probably sounds mad, But I think it's more for the excitement of if Danny Rill gets rid of any of them players that are playing, I can't wait for who's coming in to replace. Mm. Do you know what I mean? That excitement. I mean, I think, you know, the ones that I would not 100% keep are obviously Barry Bannon, of course. Will Volks is another one, although I think he was a little bit off yesterday. Kadamatra is an absolute given.
Windass.
No, not really.
Mate, like, he would. He's been, mate, under roll until he's been injured. He's been...
I don't know, I just think he picks up injuries all the time. But Bernard is the other one. But what I mean is, like, if you get... I'd be disappointed if we got rid of any of them. All the others, I won't be... Because, like I said, it's not because they're crap. I'm not saying we need to get rid of them.
Yeah. I know what
I'm
saying
is, if we get rid of them, who's coming in to replace them? I mean, you could add, you know, Gassama and Masaba into that as well. But if we, you know, any of the others, if Danny Rill came in and said, I've got a new centre-back, I've got a new right-back, a new left-back, or whatever it is, I'd be like, happy days. I wouldn't be like thinking, wait, we've already got one that can do that job. I'd just be so excited to see what we could bring in.
I'll be honest. If I'd have said this 3 weeks ago, you'd have thought I was going mad. I'm not that worried about forward line anymore. They seem to be ticking on nicely. We're probably up there. We're up there in foam league. Probably up there for goals scored as well.
Yeah.
I think Masaba's doing well. Cad's obviously on fire. Gassan, when he comes in, I think Smith's done well in bits he's played. It looks like Gregory's out. Fletcher, you don't know. Yeah, but I'm not too worried about Strike. I think we could still think a bit of a spine.
Yeah, I think the problem is now Kadamarsh has started going, and I know, you know,
because everyone Wynn has to come back as well, haven't we?
Do you want to get this 30 grand a week strike or whatever it is, and Kadamarsh get less game time? I know my answer.
I think the other thing as well, you've got to.
I know we might. I want it for that. I wouldn't say no to another striker coming in if we ship Gregory off or whatever. But I don't want it to affect his game time. I still want to see him.
Yeah, 100%. And the other thing is, you've got to guard yourself against these injuries.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, and I wouldn't be turning my nose about it. But.
Smith's injured. I mean, Pato's gone off injured. I know, obviously, he's not a striker. But when you look at other, you know, Buckley, I think he's out for the season. He's done. I don't know what he's done, but apparently it's long term.
It went mad that yesterday because he come on and went, and I was like, "Where's he gone?" But he obviously quite serious.
Well, that might be one then. But...
Well, that's a bit for me, and I don't think it'll happen. But my priority would be keeper because I know he's had a good game at Stoke, but he's cost us too many points. I'd go for keeper.
Yeah,
if it could do with another centre back, could probably do with. Something in midfield. Like I say, I think a full spine throughout or it.
Do you know what though? I look, and if you look at any goalkeeper, I think you could make a claim that most goalkeepers kind of make mistakes.
Yeah, but the good games are the exception to the rule, Wim. It's all debatable, but I can show you lots of evidence.
But I think everything's been highlighted. If we score three goals, like a la the Blackburn game, If he makes a mistake and we concede one, you're not bothered because you've scored three. I think when you don't concede, when you're not scoring goals at the other end, you put so much emphasis on that clean sheet, and not every team keeps a clean sheet.
I'm not banging drum, but like look, Norwich of an 8. 2-1, that last 10 minutes, we were going for it. 2-1, we're still in that, and we're fighting for it. We could have snatched a point. 3-1, killer, because his hand disappeared. You know, come on. For me, that would be my priority. I don't think it will be. I think Roll's shown a lot of faith in him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we're asking for opinions. That would be my priority.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, I don't know where. I think we're going to see a lot of changes. I think we're going to see a hell of a lot of going in and out. I think probably all the loan signings.
Hulk Hogan up front.
Yeah. Well, no, definitely not. I think all the loan signings will go back, other than Momo. I think Vasquez will probably go back as well.
He could be like a new signing. If he's anything like what he were before he went.
Well, then 40 minutes, he were fantastic, weren't he? But I think all the others will... they've not really done anything. I mean, if Buckley's out for the season, well, he might as well be gone. You know, none of the loan signings have made a real impact
no.
So you might as well get them gone and get some more in.
You free it up, don't you? It frees up.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, oh, about the money side of things, like, you know, are we going to have money to spend and stuff? But these loan signings that go back, we're probably contributing to the wages in some way, shape or form, whether that's all of them or some of them or whatever. But even things like, you know, if we can get Gregory either off on a loan or to get him, you know, on a permanent.
You might look
and you think, I don't know how much he's on. Say he's on, if he's on 10 grand, I don't know. I have no idea. But you get rid of him and then you might sign someone on 15 grand a week. But net, that's only five. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not paying 15 grand a week. You're paying five more than what you were paying last time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you've kind of balanced the books a little bit.
That's what I'm going to say. Who have we got on last? We've got Buckley, Endrick, Vasquez.
Taylor.
Fletcher.
It might as well be. Fucking hell.
Obviously, it looks like Gregory will possibly be going. So you've got five players there. I'd be happy to bring three in that were quality, or two in even, that were real quality.
And the other thing as well, I mean, Sam Reed. We've been looking at him, the left back in the youth team. Maybe he's looking at some of those and thinking, no, I can get rid of some players that I'm not playing in the first team or that are out of favour. If I've got someone who I can bring through from the youth team that's obviously a lot cheaper.
You don't want to go full Yoss.
I know Bailey Cadamarsh is coming in, he's playing, he's scoring.
He obviously knows how to spot them players.
But someone's coming to be a backup on the bench as an option if we need it. That frees up some money and we can bring in someone. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to see Piers Charles on the bench, Vasquez to go back and Piers Charles to be the second goalkeeper. It really wouldn't surprise me whatsoever.
I think that will definitely happen. I genuinely do, because Vasquez is never going to play for us again, is he?
Not really. I don't know what, you don't know what Dawson's going to do to kind of lose his shirt.
Well, really, not even knocking Dawson with, like, you know, whatever you think of his best keeper in the world at worst, he's stuck by him. Staked his claim. There's no way unless Vasquez fancies a running FA Cup.
Yeah. I were going to read John's question out, but he said, which loans stay, who gets sent back, and who do we sell and who do we want to buy? So John,
rewind.
Just press that skip back 10 seconds a couple of times and you'll hear all that one. Nick Clapham, should Firmino start at centre-half? Obviously he went to centre-half, did he, at half-time yesterday. Do you know what, right? I don't think he's been that bad at left back. If I'll be perfectly honest.
Is it because everyone else is playing better around him now? Because before, that maybe wasn't the case.
Possibly. Obviously, he's played there quite a lot at left back. I think he's growing into it. I do think he's better at centre back. I'm not going to lie. I mean, he might be, depending on how bad Bambo is, he might be playing a little bit more at centre half. He might be juggling
it. It's a shame because Bambo, obviously, he might have had a bit of a stink yesterday. He'd been doing well, one of our best players over the last few games. So,
yeah.
I'd throw him at centre half.
Yeah.
For me.
He's
been all right.
for me, Will. Sorry, did it tickle me that?
centre half.
Oh, dear.
Well, where would you have for me, Will?
Centre half. I don't like him. I know it is more like a left-sided centre-half, but when he has been sort of left-back, if you like, I've not liked it.
Do you know what, though? It's key. Well, you can see that Danny Real likes big defenders, doesn't he? Like Iofa, obviously one of them. I mean, Palmer's not small, is he? But I suppose he then put Paul Valentin, who didn't look that big either, but he's not been playing Reece James.
On the whole,
he wants big, you know, he's had Firmino at left back and he's had Dom Iofa at right back, like big, strong, strapping defenders that can more than hold their own, you know, Bambo at centre-half. I mean, Michael Ahequa's...
He's not that big, is he?
Fucking massive, isn't he? He's had Michael Ahequa there, obviously, midweek as well. I don't think Bernard's particularly big. I mean, he's a fantastic player. He's so technical and just looks effortless, doesn't he, when he's playing?
I can't judge footballers because I always think they're athletes, aren't they? When you're athletic, you usually are a bit...
John Parkin were a footballer as well, mate.
Well, yeah, but you get it side of Parkin and he's a big unit, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He was over on Moat over weekend and Billy Sharp were there, old people. And I'm like, oh, and I walked past it, I towered over him. And I'm like, I don't know why, I just had it in my head that he'd be bigger, so I can't judge it. I've got no depth perception.
Wait a minute, we were doing something in office over there. We were there, we didn't heights of football. Oh,
yeah. There we go, pointing question.
I can't remember what you said there.
So, when it's 6'7" or square.
Darren Moore, were it?
Darren Moore, it was Darren Moore.
And he's fucking met him.
6'7" Adamant.
And he's 6'2" or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 6'2", 6'4".
Fucking giant.
6'7".
6'13".
I get that from my dad. This is a site, but a few years ago, my mum had been in hospital and she come out and she needed like a banister fit in just to help her with stairs and that, because she obviously and she were in bed and this bloke come round to fit it, and my dad, bless him, he was like going, how tall is your wife? And I don't know if he's misheard him or it, but he went, oh, about 7 foot. And my mum was like, he's going to think I'm some lady from Hogwarts, one of the Giants.
Plays in NBA.
About 7 foot.
Having no perception of height, most running family, that's all. Get that from my father.
Oh, mate. It tickled me when you said that. The thing is, it ruined it because we should have done that as a podcast. It would have been fantastic, but...
That's next international break. Just have a load of players, guess they're right.
Yeah, it's class. Right, we're going to wrap things up there. Massive thanks, everyone, for listening and indeed watching, if you have been watching us on YouTube as well. Yeah, do make sure you go over there and subscribe. Let's get us to 1,000 subscribers by New Year. Bit of a tall ask, around 600 and something. So yeah, if we can get to 1,000, that'd be fantastic. But no, massive thanks everyone for listening. Do really appreciate it. We're going to record Extra Time now, so head over to Patreon if you want to listen to that one, and we'll see you all next week. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.